Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Babel, or Babylon as we would know it, became the fountainhead of all idolatry and the mother-child worship. The mother-child worship spread worldwide under many names during the next few centuries. The Queen of Heaven, with a child in her arms, became symbolic everywhere. In Greece, she was Aphrodite, and her son was Eros. To the Romans, she was Venus, and her son Cupid. And I named all these others, but I'm just saying it stemmed from the Babylonians. And the Greek culture picked it up. The Roman culture picked it up. And we have these the lady and their son that they would worship. Some of the old of the ancient practices in these false religions were salvation by countless sacraments, sprinkling of holy water, doctrine of purgatorial purification after death. In other words, there's a purgatory. You've heard of this before. This was long before the Catholic Church. Offering of round cakes to the Queen of Heaven. I won't go into all that, but you're familiar with this. The dedications of virgins to gods, which sanctified prostitution. We talked about that temple in Corinth last week, remember, in the temple prostitutes. Again, all this was before the Catholic Church. The making of the T, or the cross symbol that you see the many of the Catholic do today, it's in tribute to Tammuz, the sun. That's how it was began. An annual 40-day of Lent, I mentioned that. It was even before the Catholics. You know what Lent is. They practice that. And just recently, they've gone through 40 days of Lent. And told you last week, the only Lent I have is what's in my belly button. Only I got. You know, but anyway, they practice this. I'm trying to share with you that this was long before the Catholic Church. A lot of people believe that the mother harlots is the Catholic Church. No, they're one of the children of that came from this Babylonian false religion. The burning of incense, and it goes on and on and on. This is interesting. When Babylon was destroyed, ancient Babylon was destroyed, its headquarters went to Rome. There are some men called the Etruscan Mysteries, and they went to Rome, Italy, and they carried those doctrines of the Babylonian Empire to Rome because they went to Italy. The chief priests wore mitres shaped like fish and ordered of Dagon, the fish god. The chief priest in Rome took the title of Pontifex Maximus while this was imprinted on his mitre, when Julius Caesar became head of state, he was elected this Pontifex Maximus, and thus the title Pontiff, which means bridge maker, and was held all the way to Roman empires until Constantine. So what you notice, before all the Catholic Church began, this was already in play. And they just took what was that and began what was called the Catholic Church. I could say on and on and on. Let me just jump down to this. All false religions today is descended from Babylon, every one of them. All isms that we are dealing with. Tim was in Thailand for many years, and they have Buddhism there. They have Shintoism. They have Islam, Muslim, all of these isms that we read about. Catholicism, Protestantism, they all ascended from that mother harlot of Babylon. Are you following? I made this statement and without any apology. Baptists are not Protestants. We're a different group of people. Okay. You can say that again, preacher. Okay. We're a different group of people. We did not come out of the Catholic Church. We were here before the Catholics were. We began when Jesus Christ, our group of people, began with Jesus. Now, you may argue with that, but you've been wrong before. Jesus said this, and I got to move on. Upon this rock, I will build my church. Jesus said that. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So what Jesus started during his personal ministry is in existence today. Do you believe that? Well, you may not believe it's a Baptist church, but I can prove it to you. Okay? I got to move on. In 1 minute, let me share this with you. The Catholic Church, you can look this up on Wikipedia, and if it's on Google, it must be true. If it's on the internet. They attribute their time to about 250 A.D., roughly, when the Catholic Church began. The Protestant Reformation began when Martin Luther nailed those 95 theses to that wall of that castle. Well, we see Protestant and Lutheranism. Lutherans started the Lutheran Church. You ever heard of King Henry VIII? He started the Church of England, the Anglican Church. Heard of the Wesleys? They were part of the Church of England, but they didn't come out of that. And they had part of starting the Methodist Church. You ever heard of a Church of Christ? Alexander the Campbell, you used to call them Campbellites. Again, these are good people, good people, good people. I could go on and on and on. Every religious group can go back to their founder. They started somewhere. These great charismatic movements and assemblies of God, they will take their roots back to the Azusa Street. You ever heard of that? Charles Parnham and the Pentecostal movement in the early 1900s. And there's a lady named Catherine Kuhlman. Yeah, Miss Iris knew her personally, you know. She did. But she was have y'all ever watched her preach? Don't watch her preach. She was on video. She was very flamboyant, wasn't she, Miss Iris? And Miss Iris would go listen to her. And all. She didn't. I'm picking on Miss Iris. She didn't. But she was back in the early 1900s, and she had thousands and thousands and thousands of people would follow her. Anyway, all that began that great charismatic movement. But when you look at Baptists, it's a unique group. They go all the way back to the time of Christ, and I don't have time to talk about this. I just wanted to tell you that we did not come out of this mother of harlots, okay? We come through Christ. I heard something the other day. Again, it was a Church of Christ preacher. Now he's somewhere up North Carolina, and he said why I left the Baptist Church. So that's interesting. Why did he leave the Baptist Church? His daddy was a Baptist preacher in the mountains of North Carolina, and he left the Baptist Church. Is this boring to y'all? Okay, he left the Baptist Church, and now he was ordained. He's a Church of Christ preacher. Why he left the Baptist Church? And he said, as a little kid, his daddy was growing. He was riding around with his dad. His daddy was a preacher. And he asked his dad, "Dad, what's the difference between all these different churches? Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, what? And so his dad, he said, to the best of his ability, he explained to his son why the different churches and different denominations, okay? Well, the boy took it because that was his dad. And, okay, I believe everything you say. And then he said, "Well, Daddy, why are we Baptist? Why are you a Baptist?" Well, and his daddy said this, and I chuckle when I heard this because I've said this before. I'm a Baptist because Jesus was a Baptist. And this was an old man who his dad told him, well, it had to have been in the early 1900s. His daddy told him, he said, "I'm a Baptist because Jesus was a Baptist, because John the Baptist baptized Jesus, so that makes him a Baptist." And I said, "Hallelujah, I've been saying that for years and I've never heard anybody else say that." Now some old man that's probably dead in heaven now. I like listening to people I agree with. Now you may not agree with that. And again, that's a whole nother story. I won't get on this and I'll probably get some feedback on this. But I'm here to tell you, whatever Jesus started 2,000 years ago is in existence today. That can be no debate, no debate. And you can name every other denomination, you can check it out, a starting date. They'll give you the date that they began except for the Baptists. Anyway, we'll move on. Are y'all mad at me? Okay. Verse number 6. "And I saw this woman drunken with the blood of saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus." What's this talking about, preacher? It's talking about all through the ages and all through the ages, God's people have been murdered, been martyred from these false churches, whether it's Catholicism or Buddhism or whatever, Islam or whatever it is. God, even today, God's people are being martyred, and that's what this is talking about. Drunken with the blood of saints. You know what the word drunken means? Staggering.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.